This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:45, hump day morning. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, probably more for the listeners that are still at home, the update for your Apple devices broke today.
Broke?
It broke?
No, I mean like
came
out.
Oh, it was released.
It was released. Sorry.
Jesus, I'm like, oh my God.
Did I take
that update?
No. So you haven't taken the update.
Should we wait?
No, I already took it.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to wait till something happens.
To my devices?
Yeah, and then I'll do it.
I think I set mine up for automatic updates.
I don't think it's for this. It probably updates your apps automatically, but this you have to actually agree to the new terms, and you have to, it downloads it, but then you have to click again to install it, so it's a couple. Anyway,
software update, checking for update.
Yeah, and you'll see that it's available.
Yeah,
does your phone have to be plugged in to do that?
No.
It needs to be on Wi-Fi though, I think.
But I did that this morning, and it's good. You know, there's a few new looks to it. It dropped a couple new little faces on the apps, things you're used to. The app looks like it's popsicle sticks now. It's a little different.
That looks the same, no?
I don't think so. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to let you know if you're at work before.
Oh, yeah, it was a pencil, a paintbrush, and a like a ruler.
Yeah.
The old one with a circle around.
Right. It's a little different.
No circle.
Anyway, you can get that done before you go to work today if you start it now.
Or just wait and see if anybody's bummed out about it.
Yeah,
it's going to be
know,
fine.
I do usually like to give it a couple days.
It'll
before.
Be fine. Yeah, exactly. Well, look.
I'm perfectly happy with the way my phone is now. Why did I constantly
keep changing things?
Because the people are trying to hack your crap. Because that's what seems
true.
To keep happening. These updates are important because, you know, I finally got all my stuff frozen. That took 1,000 phone calls. I feel like I should be able to personally sue Equifax. I don't need to get into class action. I should be able to sue you, you bastards.
They should just be shut down.
And
I mean,
the truth is, you don't even care. You didn't even...
I do care. Are you kidding
me? Did you shut your stuff down, though?
I totally care. No, I haven't yet.
No.
I'm still going back and forth because I feel like, you know, do I want to pay $140 a month to get into LifeLock at the top, because I want to go top tier. Like, I'm like, oh my God, there's, you know, I think for $9.99, so for $40 a month I can protect everybody in my family for up to how, I don't know, it's like this whole thing. I just started reading, I got so tired. I'm like, oh, I hate
well
you,
the main thing to me about LifeLock, and people might write in and say you're crazy, it doesn't work, or they, but my reason for having it is even less about what they can, the preventative maintenance. It's more about if something happens to me,
right.
I can call
that's
them
who
and
you
say,
call.
Get on this.
I'm 100%. That is, to me, the main reason to do it. Because I don't know who I would call if
right.
this happened.
Your mom. Yeah.
Right. Ma, what do I do? I don't know, hon.
It's okay. Listen,
I believe that you didn't do it. So your identity's safe with me.
Let's have a nice meal.
Yeah, we'll talk
get
about it.
Get a good
it.
Night's
Someone,
sleep.
I'm sure your dad will know what to do.
Yeah.
I saved this text from the other day. I haven't looked into it, but I do like Dave Ramsey. Someone had texted me the other day, ID theft insurance, less than $7 a month. Dave Ramsey recommends XanderInsurance.com.
All right.
I did go to the insurance and just kind of looked over it, but I didn't do anything. I want to talk to John about it when he gets back.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like Dave Ramsey myself. Was I talking to you about Dave Ramsey?
No.
Who's Dave Ramsey?
Bryn. Bryn. I hear Bryn yelling. An economic dude on CNN. Oh. Or
I thought he was.
You know, he has a show. He's a radio guy.
Yeah, I thought he was on the radio. I thought I heard him on KCBS sometimes.
I think so. Recently, he's been, you know, about this whole Equifax thing. But John and I used to watch him every night, like half an hour on MSNBC. I don't even know what channel it was. But people like him. And he recommended, the other day I came home and John goes, hey, I bought some Intercom stock.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
He's like, did?
Yeah, he said Dave Ramsey. John loves buying stock stuff. So Dave Ramsey had recommended, hey,
this is
get
happening.
Into this now.
Something's going on.
Uh-huh.
There's some really good radio stations that are all of a sudden going to be part of Intercom.
You know what's funny is didn't I just tell you that?
We were just talking
about it.
It
wasn't Ramsey, though. It was that Kramer guy who was
saying. Oh, yeah. Jim Kramer?
Yeah. He was the one who said.
He was saying that
also. Intercom. And that's the weird thing is this CBS radio, which is where we work, is merging. That's not really a sale in the traditional sense. So it's this weird merge. I don't quite understand
it
all.
Yeah, I don't either. All I know is I want to know where I have to show up for work.
Where do I plug these
headphones in? Am I still getting paid?
In
my own selfish world, that's all I really... Where do I plug in?
Well, you're in the middle of... I imagine you're like right in the middle of a wonderful negotiation.
I'm not in the middle of it because there's rules about what they can and can't do right before this merger. Like, we couldn't have done it now that it's about to happen. I think we can get into it, but I have to do it with the new company. Yeah.
So and when is that going to be?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Wait, so you're not in the middle of it?
No.
It's not almost done?
No.
I thought it was almost done.
No.
Oh.
My agent is...
They won't even talk to me.
No, they're not. They're not talking to anybody. They can't. They
Wait.
Can't sign new contracts
Wait a
with
minute.
People until this is
You don't have yours
away.
Either?
No.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. It's...
Well, just have our fingers crossed over here.
Huh.
Mm.
Well, get ready for the Vinny Alone show. Because we all know if you two leave, Hooman's leaving me too, so.
Well, maybe Bryn will stay.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the Vin and Bryn.
All right.
Vin and Bryn, yeah.
In the morning. That's catchy. It's not bad. Yeah, there's no show names.
I hear the dials clicking off already. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. Hey, by the way, we didn't even post yesterday's secret show, did we?
We did. We chopped it up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Why bother? Was there anything left of it?
Yeah,
there was.
Because we still had, you know, two good bad advices. So it was about 18 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they were.
I'm sure they were wonderful.
Well, I don't know. That person wrote in and said, I took the advice Vinny gave me, and I'm like, I don't remember ever saying that.
It was a year.
Well, she wrote in to say, you know, what I did remember the... Wait, was that the one about the girl?
It wasn't that long ago.
The flirting one?
Yeah, the flirting one wasn't that long ago.
You're right.
Right, but the other one.
I'm not one that would have suggested an ultimatum. I'm one who would have said, set your boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hold your line.
Yeah.
But I would have never said...
Well, I think she set her boundaries.
Go tell him to tell his friend.
Pack your stuff and get out.
Get your clothes, get out.
I was definitely like, wait a minute, I don't remember saying it, but
I'm sure we did say, you need to tell him that you're uncomfortable. The woman...
Well, yes, you have to hold your boundaries.
Right.
But
and so
I never...
when he decided he was going, her boundary was crossed, and so she moved out.
But clearly other boundaries had been broken earlier in the show that had made me incredibly uncomfortable. I was ready to leave. Scott was not your best friend yesterday.
No. He wasn't. Whatever.
I felt like I was riding the elevator down and
you didn't say a word
to my car because I felt like you guys were on me towards the end of the show yesterday and I thought,
really?
What?
As we got into the secret show and that happened, I go, oh, is Sarah getting hers now? Like, what's happening right now?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I have a certain feeling about what happened and I talked to Sarah about that. It's like, it's really nobody's business.
I really did feel like we're talking about something that people are never going to get to hear about. But I did feel like in the end, I don't need to deal with it. And I thought, let's just cut it out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I mean, you can just scrap the whole show if you want to. But I just feel like, you know, people have their... The thing I've found in my 50 years is that... my old ass dusty life. Is that, you know, the way people feel about things, you can't really change how people feel. And so it's not worth arguing. And it's, you know, I don't feel like, while in my personal life I might be a vehement arguer for this or that or the other thing, I just don't need to... Dude, that's not really what I feel like my role is as your morning radio hostess, mm-hmm. whatever I am. You know, and so I just felt like that felt, I don't know, it just didn't feel like something we needed to air.
Right. I agree.
Are you intrigued? What could they have possibly been talking about?
Anyway, it was one of those shows where I left and thought, well, that'll never get aired. Yeah. I just really went.
Well, that part of it, we talked about it for a long time.
Yeah,
I was totally between
up,
we could just play the whole damn thing or we could just not air the thing at all.
Or put up a
best of
secret show.
But this is already a wacky week, and I don't even know. I mean, I got to get out of here tomorrow because I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Flying out.
I've always felt like we're talking about our podcast that we do, which is separate from this show.
It's a secret show.
Right, and it gets posted to our website.
Little
and you can
secret.
Sign up for it. And,
think you want to know.
But I've always felt the beauty of it is that we do it, and we don't have to post it. It can get...
Right.
We can let the show just be ugly. And at the end of it, go, well, that was a waste of time because we can't air it.
Right.
Or we can save it and maybe someday there'll be lifted rules and regulations and all the filthy dirtiness can just...
spew out.
Right.
Right.
But in that particular case, because it wasn't about us pushing lines of broadcast, it was about personal lines of broadcaster... There was no way it should have. I just thought we should have thrown it out.
Well, we should stop talking about it right now. So, what's going on with the house?
What do you mean, what's going on with the house?
When are we moving in?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You got a little window, though, because you're going to get the floors done.
I
got to
get the floors done, and I'm waiting on a bid, and that's just one of those things.
Wait.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah. I just got a text. People are wondering, are you going to have a middle house before you go into your new house? Are you going to...
Yeah. Like Sarah
house?
Had to rent a house while
you gonna
she waited.
Rent a house
no,
while you
so
wait for your new house to be ready.
For the people who are texting you, Hooman, let me clear it up.
They're very curious.
Yeah, I'm sure there were so many people that were texting Hooman personally.
So funny, because he doesn't get texts on his side.
Of course not.
Yeah. He gets them on his phone.
Right.
The listeners have a direct line to Hooman via Instagram.
We found ourselves in a pretty confusing situation at the start of this year, which was we had a rental property, which we didn't even want, that we needed to sell. And that turned into a squatter situation, which was all consuming. And I I have still had dreams where I have run into this person who I don't even know what this person looks like, by the way.
Oh.
So he's I've put an identifying face to this. I have run into this person in a parking lot and I have a pipe in my hand.
Oh my God.
In a dream. That's how mad I got about this situation and the rules.
Oh, a pipe to hit them with.
Yes.
And a pipe to smoke off
no.
of.
Oh.
I'm like,
oh no! I was
a
picturing the full-on lead pipe.
No,
I'm like, holy cow!
Pipe in my
thought head. I was the only one with murder fantasies.
Well, normally I am not, and I don't know this person.
Right?
Never met him. Never talked to him.
Slender Man.
So
anyway, we got through that. And we got that house sold. So that was one of the things we needed to clear off our sort of books.
Right.
And then we needed to get a new place because someone in our family is going to work from home and also wants a yard.
Yeah. Mm. Having a yard is huge. With a little kid, that's,
right.
you know, get her play structure and she can run out there. When you get another dog, you put a little doggy door, dog running in and out.
I don't know about a dog, but whatever you say.
No, you're a dog person.
No, I do love dogs.
I just keep waiting for the day. I'm like, any minute now, any day, he's going to walk in and tell us about his new puppy.
Right now, all the dogs of Facebook are my dogs. I go to Facebook, I look at all the dog videos. I just, the ones they always show of, this person returned home after 2 years, and the dog's like, freaking out
spazzing
on them.
Out.
I'm
They're
like,
so
I can watch this
so
all day.
Awesome.
Or a video of someone who's just, I saw this one yesterday, a person just put the video on their dog and their dog was napping, and he or she opens his eye, mm-hmm. you know, and then opens both eyes. And then the video goes over to the dog's tail, and the dog's tail is just going because it's so happy that its person is there watching them as they're napping. It's just like, that's dogs.
Dogs are awesome.
They are the best.
I had the worst dream about Ella last night or this morning. I was with someone, I don't know who. We were at a hotel, and Ella went through the bars of the balcony and just jumped down. And I remember, I don't know if it was John, I don't know who was next to me, but we were screaming. And then watching her, like, should we watch what's going to happen? And she hit a lounge chair.
Oh. And so she lived.
And lived. And I remember taking the elevator down, running, and she was okay. And it was like, ah. And then I remember waking up and looking, and she's right next to me, like, puts her head up.
A nightmare that ends well.
Oh. Dogs
anyway,
so awesome.
We've straightened everything out for the most part, and we'll be moving sometime soon. Mm. A painter and a floor guy still have to be employed,
right?
Do their work, and then we can go in.
What's your window
and then
look
we'll
like
be
your...
completely broke. Like, so
you'll be,
broke.
You'll be house poor.
We'll be completely broke.
Can you still afford my meds? Meow?
No. Nope.
Oh, you better afford those. I'm peeing in the new
house. We're going to get you holistic meds.
This is the forever house.
SIBO meds.
You're going to be on kombucha.
I'm gonna get you in this new house.
How is that kombucha? You like that?
Yeah.
All right. Then there you go.
Gross.
Oh, so weird. He was drinking out of a medicine bottle
yesterday.
I
know.
Yesterday.
It's so funny looking.
I know.
A little brown bottle.
What is kombucha? Because someone told me as a recovered alcoholic that I'm not supposed to drink that.
It has like 1% alcohol or something.
Oh, fermented
alcohol? Yeah, it's fermented tea. Yeah. It's got a lot of probiotics.
I thought it turned... Is that the one you were drinking that turned your tongue black?
No, that was something else.
What was that? Like clay?
Yeah, that was the clay.
Oh.
You got black hairy tongue over it?
Oh, you know.
Thrush.
Cone of shame.
Was that what?
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Too bad you don't remember that was only on the secret show. Put on the cone.
Oh, all right, put on the cone till the end of the break.
Put on the cone for earlier.
Here we go.
You guys were saying too.
KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Tump Day. And we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.